Last week, NPR's Farai Today had a freewheeling conversation with the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. They talked holiday cuisine, health, and Christmas music. Believe it or not, the Queen of Soul has never cut a Christmas album until now. This Christmas, Aretha features classic and contemporary songs infused with her trademark R&B, soul, and gospel styles. When we first ran Farai's chat with Aretha, it got such huge response that we decided that Thanksgiving Eve would be a good time to play it again. And so, here's the encore.
Christmas is so special for so many reasons. Each time it comes around, you hear very, very little on me. I'm not in the mix. And it's such a special time, as I said. But, you know, get the picture. The snow is softly falling. You've got a nice warm fire going. Maybe you're holding hands with your sweetie next to the fire. Or maybe you got a lot of good pots on the stove in the kitchen and all of that. You know, the good smells are wafting through the house and the bells ringing. People are gift-giving and the music is going and there's nothing on Aretha, please. I gotta record some Christmas music.
So, what's your favorite song on this? I mean,
the whole album is my favorite. But my really, really, really favorite one is The Lord Will Make a Way. And Angels We Have Heard on High.
All right, couple other things. You were named number one vocalist of the rock era by Rolling Stone magazine.
I heard that.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, please. If I'm not careful, I might not be able to get out the doorway. My head might get caught in the doorway. It's a tremendous honor. It really is. And I am most appreciative for it.
It sounds like you don't, but do you ever get blasé about all the things that you've done and all the times people tell you that they love your work and that kind of appreciation either from critics or from fans?
Oh, absolutely not. It's that's a good thing, and I'm delighted to hear it all the time. It's when you don't hear it, there's a problem. So I'm delighted to hear it all the time. It's a continuing acknowledgement of my work, and that means an awful lot to me.
I admit that I'm a huge holiday fan, and I come from a family with a lot of serious traditions and also people who are serious cooks.
Yes,
and you are a serious cook, and on this album you have this whole conversation about your holiday cooking, and you talk about how the chitlins almost killed you, so you weren't making them again. Now, do you mean health-wise you're not going to make chitlins anymore?
No, chitlins are out and they are off the menu, and anything like chitlins for me. A, they were keeping my weight up, and B, they run your pressure up and things like that. So chitlins have been canceled off of my list, and I know my fans and friends are screaming hallelujah.
Well, you know, folks want you around for a long time. And
I want to be around for a long time, Farai. So let's drop the chitlins.
Since we know what's off the list, the chitlins are off the list, you have to give us a list of two or three things you think you're going to make as a cook over the holiday season.
Okay. Two or three things I'm going to make: baked chicken and dressing for sure. I'm going to do mixed greens, turnips and mustards. I'm going to do an ambrosia the way my grandmother used to make it. And let's see, mac and cheese for sure. And you said just a few things.
That's well, hey, this thing. I'm loving this.
Okay, that you sound like Mickey D's. I'm loving it.
Well, look, the Queen of Soul thing could also apply to the Queen of Soul food thing, because when you told us last time that you had made oxtails while you were cooking on your bus, I was like, now that is a woman who has some dedication to cooking. Let me just ask, how do you make your greens? What do you put meat or no meat? And
actually, this time I'm going to use some smoked turkey. I hear that that is really, really wonderful. But after cleaning them, because, you know, greens are so gritty and so dirty, you have to clean them first, of course, before you put them on. One of the ladies from the church who took care of us when we were children taught me a long time ago. She said, just put a little bit of a teaspoon, maybe like a half a teaspoon of maybe soap powder in your greens, like something like Cheer.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. That's how dirty they are.
So just when you're rinsing them, I was like, you cannot put that in the pot.
When you're cooking them in the sink, just put that in there with it. And then, you know, you're working with it with your hands and everything and working that grit out of those greens. Listen, you won't believe how much dirt and grit comes out of those greens.
Okay,
and
so
all of that. And you rinse them so many times until they're just sparkling and can't be cleaner. And then I just, of course, put them on top of the ham hocks with some crushed red peppers and a little bit of garlic powder. I like that.
I think about the areas that you and I are from, Michigan and Maryland, and in some ways, right now we're going through these incredibly tough economic times, and it's not going to be a very comfortable holiday for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm, that's absolutely right.
I know that you do a lot of philanthropic work. How does the work that you do that we might not know so much about intersect with people's lives who are trying to just make a way out of no way?
I donate heavily to the church and various churches in the Detroit community and food banks. So that's just some of what I do.
Now, we've talked about food and health, but you may also be saving people's lives, because there's this new study out that says that listening to music produces endorphins that then lower your blood pressure.
Like laughter, right?
Exactly.
I can believe that. I absolutely believe that. Depends on what you're listening to. It's calming, it's soothing. You know, they say music soothes the savage beast, right?
Absolutely.
But music can do a lot of things. It transcends a lot of barriers.
What are you looking forward to?
Well, I think I'm going to be at the House of Blues for a very special performance for them. And I am waiting for a rewrite on the script for my autobiography. And just getting ready for the holidays.
Well, Aretha Franklin, it is always great to talk to you and have our wide-ranging conversations. So if I don't personally get to see you over the holiday season, I wish the best to you and yours.
Okay, Farai, same to you.
That was Aretha Franklin talking with NPR's Farai today about her new holiday album, This Christmas, Aretha.
Oh, my food is burning. I'll call you back.